It's time for the KHNS local news. I'm Alan de Premenil. Today in the news, it has been 3 years since landslides took the lives of two Haines residents and wreaked havoc in town. All residents were affected in one way or another. The recent deadly landslide in Wrangell can trigger that past trauma. We spoke with the mental health professionals who were in Haines during the crisis to care for the community from the first moment. In early December of 2020, a storm dropped over a foot of rain on Haines. Some parts of town flooded, landslide destroyed homes. Two well-loved residents died. There was much physical damage and also much psychological distress.
I was home when the slide went and my house faces it. So I did see it. And
Cesare McQuaid is a therapist. She was on call working for the local clinic at the time. She has trained for crisis response, and she said that training kicked in.
So I kind of knew that there were things that needed to be done. I knew quickly that we needed to make sure we got in touch with Bartlett to figure out a way to make sure if we had a psychiatric emergency, how were we going to, you know, maybe get someone over to Bartlett if that's what we needed to do. So some of those early kind of things helped, you know, having a job to do, having a first responder sort of role helped me.
25 miles up the valley, Riley Hall, a counselor also on the clinic staff, knew his services would be needed.
You know, we were responding and we were also impacted at the same time. So I live up the highway, so on that first day, it was hard to respond because there were landslides blocking access to town and it didn't feel super safe yet to be on the corridor. But once we were able to, I responded a little bit out the highway, ineffectively putting up an outpost for people to talk if they needed it. But
Hall said he eventually loaded his truck with shovels and chainsaw and managed to make it to town. Once there, he joined a team of mental health care professionals who rotated between the Legion Hall, the public safety building, and other places where people gathered. They provided what McQuaid describes as psychological first aid.
In practice, it would be just a lot of psychoeducation, a lot of normalizing the responses that people are having, making sure that people are being connected to the resources that they need. It's pretty important in the very beginning after a disaster to really help people understand that, you know, what they're having. Oftentimes they're having new emotions and new reactions. And so to help them understand that these strong responses are normal.
John Hischer is a therapist in Skagway. He also has helped patients affected by the event. He says during these kinds of emergencies, people go through a series of stages.
That first phase, people are kind of in shock, but they also see a lot of altruism in their community. So there's a lot of like emotional highs that can happen too.
McQuaid concurs.
I still tear up when I think of the volunteers that showed up, then folks that sat in the fire hall, the people that were feeding one another, the people that were checking in on one another, the people that were, you know, wanting to make sure that folks had the information out as quickly as possible.
But Hischer says this phase does not last forever.
It's that next phase when people start leaving or public officials stop talking about it, that a lot of that depression and anger can start coming up. So it wasn't like immediately after it, but like, you know, months after the slide happened, I saw a lot of folk feeling abandoned or forgotten.
McQuaid says during a traumatic emergency, it is important that people understand how their mind is reacting.
Our brain is designed for survival. It's not designed for happiness. So our brain is designed to help us psychologically digest in a way that we can manage. And so, yeah, you might have a harder time remembering things or concentrating, but that's your brain just doing what it's supposed to be doing right now, and which is kind of taking things in bite-sized chunks just so you can be able to process what's going on.
Hall also stresses the importance of patience and connection. He says kids were affected by the death, which also happened in the recent tragedy in Wrangell.
With Wrangell and with Haines, Cheney was so integrated into the schools, and the Heller family there in Wrangell had kids in just about every age group. It's really important to give kids some space and some places where they can talk about the loss of their friend or the loss of their teacher. Just allowing kids some channels for where they can kind of sort through complicated and hard feelings about what's going on.
McQuaid says sleep is very important to help process what is going on.
When you go to sleep at night, your brain is going through the natural process of taking your memory networks and processing those into adaptive resources for us. So it's like this idea of when you fall, you know, you have a problem that's going on and then you say, well, I need to sleep on this. And you sleep on it and you actually do wake up in the morning, you know, feeling better or coming up with a couple other ideas on how to handle something.
Hischer says the slide in Wrangell has no doubt revived some painful feelings for Haines residents.
You know, I was just thinking about Haines the other day when I saw what happened in Wrangell. You know, that could be one of those triggering events that can bring up a lot of distress in folks. You know, like reliving some of that sadness and anger and fear when something like that happens in a neighboring community.
McQuaid says anyone who feels moved to help or reach out should not hold back.
I think people shouldn't be afraid to put themselves out there. You have something to offer. I think each person has something to offer. And, you know, just you don't have to wait to be asked. If there's something that you feel personally moved to do, that a gesture of support is never worthless.
Hischer wants communities to prepare for the long-term effect of catastrophes.
Hopefully, the communities in Southeast Alaska are really thinking about that, like not just like short-term mental health services, but really helping provide long-term mental health services after a disaster, because, you know, disasters just don't happen and conclude. They have really far-ranging and long-standing impacts on people's lives.
Hall agrees.
Grief is funny that way. Grief kind of comes to us episodically. We go through periods where we might not think about it as much, and then at other times, something will bring it up really acutely. I've certainly heard from many people that it's that the landslide scarp is still kind of a pretty shocking trigger to witness.
McQuaid says she is impressed and proud of how the community of Haines came together during the tragedy.
It's okay to not be okay. It's okay to be scared. You know, collectively, we're going to figure this out. There's a collective impact on us all. Knowing that others care, knowing that people want to show up, knowing that they're not alone, that makes all the difference. Even if we're all freaking out together. It doesn't have to look great. that's the best way to describe it. I mean, you know, people are upset with one another or freaking out. We're still in it together.
She says anyone experiencing distress should not hesitate to reach out to friends, family, or a professional. You can find recordings of our interviews with McQuaid and Hall on our website. That's it for the KHNS Local News. I'm Alan de Premenil. This is KHNS, Haines, Skagway, and Klokwan at 102.3 and translator K220BK Skagway, Alaska at 91.9.